The U.S. economy showed signs of life after it added 49,000 jobs last month, according to figures from the Labor Department out today. The uptick is a step on the long road to a full economic recovery after employers drastically cut jobs in December. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News, to talk about this and news from the auto industry as well. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa.
Okay, so the economic numbers, do they indicate that the U.S. economy is getting back on track?
I don't think so. I mean, I think they indicate the economy's not in sort of the dire straits it was, say, last spring. But when you look at it, only 49,000 jobs were added in the month of January. That's less than half of what economists had forecast. Remember, we still have almost 10 million jobs to make up from the jobs that were lost during the pandemic. So 49,000 a month is not really going to get us there anytime soon. And the loss of jobs in December was actually revised to indicate 227,000 jobs were lost that month. The unemployment rate did go down, but that's because fewer people were actually participating in the labor force, which is not really a good sign. So, Lisa, I think it shows that, especially for businesses like restaurants and bars and leisure businesses, really are struggling during the winter months when they can't have as much activity outdoors as they do in the spring and the summer.
We'd like to ask you about the auto biz, which has been struggling, especially Ford, which announced it's increasing its investment in electric and self-driving cars through 2025. This is even though it lost $1.3 billion last year as sales fell during the pandemic. Is Ford banking on these investments in self-driving and electric cars to help pull it out of its financial trouble?
I think this is really a race to the future. All the major automakers know that electric vehicles will take on more and more market share. Ford's domestic competitor, GM, is making a big commitment. So Ford wanted to basically say, hey, we're in this race too. We're going to invest $22 billion on electric vehicles in the next few years. And I think it's really all about sort of not getting left behind on that race to the transition to electric vehicles in the future.
Yeah, it says it's coming after General Motors said last week that it's going to phase out most gas-powered vehicles by 2035. So what is holding Ford back from making a similar commitment, and could it be hurting the company in the long run?
You know, Lisa, they were asked about this on their earnings conference call. The chief financial officer, John Lawler, didn't give an exact reason why they're not making that commitment to go all electric by 2035. So my guess is they want to sort of maintain some flexibility and not really get painted into a corner with a commitment like that. But again, that $22 billion investment commitment, that's pretty huge. And it does show, I think it was meant for them to show that they are really taking this seriously.
Really briefly, Ford is scaling back production of its F-150 pickup truck due to a shortage of semiconductor chips that is squeezing the industry. Where is the shortage coming from?
Well, so what happened is demand for autos really slumped during the pandemic, but demand for consumer electronics, you know, phones and laptops and video game consoles, that demand really picked up as people were stuck at home. So the chip makers sort of shifted their focus to those markets rather than autos, and they're kind of still dealing with this imbalance between supply and demand now.
Thank you. Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you, Lisa.